Sorry, this is 1412. I'm on the 50th and Hawthorne. And this rider just pouring white stuff all over the masks, and I don't know what it is. So I just tossed it all. I'm just like, I'm furious, and I'm not going to reload the mask basket, but I'm going to have masks out for other people. Oh, thanks. I don't know if it's important or what.
Okay, first off, did you notice any weird smell with whatever he poured on it?
I know, right? And I'm thinking I smell baking soda, so I'm calming down, but I started thinking really bad stuff.
What does it smell like?
I'm sorry, it's white, and I'm thinking I'm okay. I'm thinking it's baking soda. I tried to clean it up the best I could, and it's not burning my hands or anything. I think he's just being a jerk.
Okay, so there is no strange odor or anything like that coming from it?
Correct. No, there wasn't. There isn't. I was just getting scared.
Okay, understandable. I found that tucking the paper box of masks between the hop reader and the printer is usually an okay substitute for that in case you need someplace to have that.
Yeah, I took care of all that. I'm going to leave that box empty back there on the shelf back there. I do have I do have masks up front for people, and he also smeared a bunch of stuff on the seats. I'm not going to pick them up again. I'm sorry.
Sounds like a plan. Do you mind if I get a description of this guy from you?
He got it about 5'8", white male, backpack, blue jeans, gray jacket. Smells really bad, and he doesn't pay.
Okay, and about where did he get off the bus? You said 50th and Clay?
He jumped off on 50th and Division. I picked him up on 94th and Foster.
Okay, I copy, yeah. If you see him again, definitely don't board.
Roger that. I'll finish my night. Thank you.
Right, and hope the rest of the day goes better for you. We'll be clear at 1537.